2. After 0 and 1, 2 is the third important number in God's scheme of things. It is not plural, but dual, not in the sense of the plural of multiple ones, but in the sense of 1 plus 1. Jesus plus you is 2, so considering he is the sum of all things spiritual, he is everything, and that includes you and me. 2 is a number of unity also, like when we say a man and wife are a couple or a pair, they are together as one. 2. As an input and output, but when an audio signal goes into a device at one level and comes out of that device at the same level, it is said to be at unity gain, which is perfection considering everything of this world has built-in loss due to sin. But God is the only one who is truly the only person capable of unity gain, and being one or two or three in one as one in complete unity. 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, or unity. Two is not plural, but dual, Selah, or think about it. Before Christ in your life, you were all the negative numbers. He represents all the positive numbers. So if you had all the negative numbers and all the positive numbers, the sum is zero, a foundation of humility and a place of repentance and new beginnings. 2 is the value of the second letter in the Hebrew alephbet, representing the family and the house, Beit. It is the very first letter in the opening of Genesis 1, verse 1, although it isn't pronounced. It is oversized in the beginning and is commonly held that it is there to establish that from the beginning to the end is the story of God's house and all which that consists of. 2 represents duality, like up-down, left-right, forward-backward, two sides to a matter, two eyes, two ears, two arms, two legs, like saying there is diversity in all creation. 2, as in heaven and earth, beginning and end, light and dark, morning and evening, life and death, the law and grace. The heavens give light and rain, the earth receives and bears fruit. By pairs, we could say, the fruit and the root are directly connected to the yield of the field. I believe it is the truth that everything about the physical world we live in is embedded with duality and plurality, but absolute oneness only abides with the Lord our God alone. In the Old Testament, the testimony of two or more people was needed to convict someone of a crime or sin. Correspondingly, sound doctrine is built by two or more supporting scriptures. When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, it was written on two tablets of stone, on which was written five commandments, and they were equal in size and weight, both together comprised as one thing in two parts. In Genesis 6:19, God tells Noah to bring in two of every living thing, male and female. I suppose that included the leech, which according to Proverbs 30, verse 15, has two daughters, give and give more. 2 is a man and a woman. Although they are two who are made one in the covenant of marriage, they are the two parts of one person. The testimony of the Lord is divided into Old and New Testimonies, and his covenant with all of mankind is divided in two, as Old and New Covenant. 2 is used to represent division, as in what was one splits and becomes two. By the choice of sin between the two, Adam and Eve, two things being death and destruction were loosed on the universe. But by the one death of the one Son of God, there were two which were loosed from heaven upon all mankind, that being life and resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, 21-22. For as by a man and woman came death and destruction, by one man has also come life and the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam and Eve all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. In Matthew 4, Jesus first called the two brothers, Peter and Andrew, and then he called the two brothers, James and John. He said that if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. There are two masters in Matthew 5, one you love and one you hate, and no one can serve both, or else he will be divided, devoted to the one and despise the other. There are two other masters which cannot be served together, God and money. By the dividing of one vision, we have division, duality of vision, or split vision, causing chaos and confusion. There are two robbers who were crucified with Jesus on Calvary, and when Jesus gave up the ghost, the one curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. Mary witnessed two angels sitting at the tomb where the body of Jesus had been laid, one at the head and one at the feet. And after his resurrection, he walked with two disciples on the road to Emmaus and expounded on the scriptures as they had never heard. There are only two books in the Bible which the word God is not used, Esther and Song of Solomon. And the shortest scripture in John 11, Jesus wept, has only two words. The next part is so good. Two in Hebrew isn't merely a number, but is more a word used to portray contrast and opposition. Not just the number two, but duality. As in 1 Kings 18:21, where Elijah came to where the people were and asked them, "How long will you go dancing around, limping between two different opinions, posing contrast and opposition?" To hear twice, again two as duality, means to hear and really hear again. In Deuteronomy 21:17, a father was to give to the firstborn son, loved or unloved, a double portion, dual, as in a portion and a portion. In Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace superabounds. That is, superabounds as in duality, meaning grace abounds and then abounds on the abounding. Two is the third important number on God's number line. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.